All right. Good evening, everyone. Welcome back to our discussion. Joining you from Solid North this time. Hindi tayo nakaabutan when I was on the West Coast. Justice Carpio, di ba Carpio mga Ilocanos yan?
Yes, my father is from Paway.
Ah, Paway. Yeah. Mas ano yan, OG yan. Parang mo sa Sicilian na yan. OG yan. The reason I'm asking that is medyo curious ako, Justice Carpio. I don't know if you saw the survey by Okta. We had Okta President Professor Ranjit Rai on this show the other week, and we discussed a survey, interesting survey they had when they look at the loyalties of different people and then you sub demographics. So 31% Marcos, 20% DDS, 4% traditional opposition, and then 45%. Non-affiliated or unsure, no, saan laki ng unsure. But what I found interesting is dun sa subgroups, may 1% support sa Ilocano sa mga Duterte. So sabi ko, hanapin natin pa mga Ilocano na to, mga taga-Davao yata na Ilocano yan. Kaya naisip ko daw lang, tingin ko, sino may Ilocano yan na 1% tapos sumusupport pa rin kay Tatay Digong?
You know, baka ano yan, ha? Kasi there are many Ilocanos who migrated to Davao. Ang daming Ilocanos sa Davao, baka yun yun.
Exactly. Alam ko may mga Tulfo Brothers din sa Davao dyan. Eh. Tanyanan ko yung mga Tulfo Brothers, Senator Raffy and si Erwin. Sabi ko, Ilocano rin palang background nila. So anyway, kutub ko yung mga yan, eh. Yung mga kamag-anak namin na bumaba dyan. Medyo third generation na, nawala na ng ano. Kasi dito, Justice Carpio, sa Baguio may mga bumper sticker na parang eto parang love 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 BBM, and then pag nilagay nila yung picture ni Sara Duterte, etong babaeng to papansin Karen, alam mo, the Ilocano version of that. So sabi ko, sa itong 1% na to, hindi taga Baguio to, mga to. Eto, Justice Carpio, bago natin pag-usapan isa pang kadabaw natin diyan, si Kiboloy, eto pag-usapan natin matters of national interest. Okay, let's get the ball rolling. Okay, Justice Carpio, wow, last time na nag-usap tayo, our options were the following: Harry Roque, Salvador Panelo, the Beijing Embassy, right? No comment pa rin naman si Sara tsaka si Cayetano. But since we last talked, Digong is out. Digong is out and gave an interview to, I think, the most credible newspaper on earth, Global Times, right? I mean, it's quite an honor to be on Global Times. And there was a back and forth with President BBM over this whole gentleman's agreement. First of all, what is your take on Digong's, I don't know, palusot explanation, and then BBM's response to the gentleman's agreement once he returned from the US?
Well, diba si, that started with the New York Times article quoting a Chinese embassy official that there was a gentleman's agreement. And then Harry Roque confirmed it, but Sal Panelo said that's a lie, sinungaling yan, at publicity seeker lang, because he said he checked with the former President Duterte, wala rong ganyan. And then suddenly Global Times said there is a gentleman's agreement, and bigla na lang bumaliktad si Duterte, sabi niya yes there is. So mukhang may hawak yung Chinese, kasi pinabi, you cannot get out of this. There was a gentleman's agreement. So he had to confirm. So, ano yung gentleman's agreement? Sabi ni Duterte, it is a status quo agreement na since we were not supplying already construction materials to BRP Sierra Madre, we should not supply anymore. Yun daw ang status quo. Pero that's refuted by everything, eh. First, the code of conduct, rather the declaration of conduct of 2002, that was long before, that was 2002, we breached the declaration of conduct. Sabi sa declaration of conduct, the parties shall not occupy unoccupied features. Na-occupy na natin yung insul. So we're not included there. If you previously occupied it, you can't continue. And you can repair whatever you have there because...
Oh, kasi 1999 to, di ba? Versus 2002, yeah.
Yeah. 1999, we beached the Sierra Madre, sinadsad natin sa Ayungin Shoal. So that's okay. So we are governed by the Declaration of Conduct. We are allowed to continue repairing. And in fact, until 2017, when the gentleman's agreement was signed, we have been really repairing. Because pag hindi mo ni-repair yan, guguho yan at it will sink and we will lose our presence. No? In fact, the military has explained it that way. That if we don't repair it, it will collapse and it will sink and we will lose our presence and China will come in. The military said, no? So, and the in today's paper, Inquirer, former Secretary of Defense even during the later part of the Duterte administration, towards the end, last year na of the Duterte administration, they kept on sending construction materials to repair. So the status quo before and after the gentleman's agreement was clearly to continue repairing. That was the facts on the ground. So ano itong status quo sinasabi ni Duterte? It's not the actual status quo. So ang ginagawa niya is because the Chinese really want to see the Sierra Madre collapse. And if we don't repair it, it will collapse. The superstructure is already rusted, corroded. It cannot sail anymore. The engine is corroded. I mean, there's no way to repair the engine. It's totally corroded. So mali yung premise niya na the status quo is we do not supply construction materials to Sierra Madre, no? So mali na yon. And sinabi niya in his press conference, I consult the defense secretary, the national security advisor, pero they all denied na they were consulted. Sabi ni former defense secretary Lorenzana in the Inquirer today, sabi niya, I'm not aware of that gentleman's agreement. Sabi ni Anyo, I don't know about that gentleman's agreement. So, and there's nobody in the Department of Foreign Affairs who's saying that he knows about the gentleman's agreement. They don't have any record. Nobody's saying that yes, there is such a gentleman's agreement. So mukhang si Duterte lang ito. And remember, in his press conference, sinabi niya pa ito, I do not even know about the Ayungin Shoal. So inamin niya na he doesn't know anything about the Ayungin Shoal, yet he entered into an agreement where the subject matter is Ayungin Shoal. So ano klaseng press?
Yeah, it looks like the premise of the claim by
when he didn't know anything about Ayungin Shoal.
But Justice, didn't you brief Duterte back in the day? Di ba nag-briefing ka sa kanya? Sorry, Justice, mukhang may nagalit sa mga sinabi ko about Ilocanos na 1%. Sinasabotage na yata tayo. Pasensya. So, just to go back to this, Justice Carpio, what is happening here? Is Duterte equivocating here? Is he totally clueless about this? Is there a secondary gentleman's agreement we don't know about na parang sinabi ni Digong, ito yung agreement ko sa China, pero bahala sila dyan. May sarili naman tayong agreement. Like, what is your read there? Or palusot lang talaga yung ginagawa ni Digong dito na walang sumusuporta sa kanya that he's actually taking it on his own?
Well, first of all, he admitted there is such an agreement. He probably had an agreement with the President Xi, personal agreement, but nobody knew about it. Sila-sila na nag-uusap. And so it didn't trickle down to the commanders on the ground. So the commanders continued to supply construction materials to Ayungin Shoal kasi mawawala yung presence natin. No? So In other words, baka he just said yes to President Xi kasi he cannot say no to President Xi. Eh. So oo nang oo lang siguro siya kahit na hindi niya alam ano yung o inoo niya. Kasi sabi niya, wala akong alam dyan. I don't, he didn't even know where Ayungin Shoal is. So siguro, he was too intimidated with the President Xi na oo nang oo na lang siya. And nobody down in his cabinet or down the chain of command knew about it. So it's very strange. I mean, first he denied it. Now he's admitted it. So talagang ano? And he said he admitted it, but he said I don't know anything about Ayungin Shoal. But the subject matter of the agreement was Ayungin Shoal. So, well, I think we should call for a congressional inquiry. Tanungin siya. Ano klaseng agreement yun? Bakit nag-agree ka, hindi mo pa alam kung saan yung Ayungin Shoal?
I mean, okay, it's not a formal agreement. It doesn't also look like a gentleman's agreement because one of them is not a gentleman or doesn't even know what he's agreeing to. I mean, anong silbi nito hindi napapass down sa chain of command, di ba? I don't even understand. Like, what is China gonna get out of a, like, sabog na conversation? Ano yung usapang kanto lang yan? What the heck was going on there?
Well, alam mo, China is now saying, oh, it's a gentleman's agreement, but it is binding on the Philippines. It's a state to state. They're calling it now a China-Philippines agreement. So that's why they're saying that we must honor it. And the next president should honor it. And that is contrary to what Digong is saying, that Duterte is saying that it's only between him and President Xi. Contrary to what Harry Roque is saying, that it's a personal agreement, it does not bind the successor. So iba-iba yung interpretation nila eh. Among themselves, they say it exists, it does not exist. It's binding, it's not binding.
Justice,
iba-iba
alam
eh.
Mo naman nangyari. May nahuli, ayaw magpahuling buhay. Naglalaglagan lang sila. I think I know, we both know what's exactly happening here. I mean, Justice Carpio, I don't believe he doesn't know about Ayungin Shoal. He was briefed, right? I mean, you should know about that. I'm sure he knows the basics. He's not an idiot. He might not be the sharpest guy there, but he's not an idiot. So, feeling ko palusot lang to eh. Naglolokohan lang sila eh.
Pero ano, if he says that he doesn't know about Ayungin Shoal, the more he will look like a fool entering the agreement when he doesn't know what the subject matter is. Baka akala niya yung Ayungin Shoal sa Philippine Sea, sa kabila.
Justice Carr, I have one more suspicion. Di ba sabi ni BBM, minsan sumosobra yung fentanyl? O baka, I mean, I want to be nice, but maybe... It was
possible.
One of those days. It was one of those days. Nag vitamin C na yan. Pumunta sa meeting, na-stress siya kay Xi Jinping. Let's go. Sige lang, yes lang. Kasi Justice Carpio, we know that Digong said no to Xi Jinping in other circumstances. Remember when Xi Jinping asked him to close down yung mga Pogo? And then biglang nag-drama-drama daw si Digong na it is our national interest, mga charot-charot. So we know there are times na he says no to Xi Jinping pag involved mga Pogo. So I don't know what's going on there. Is the fentanyl?
Well, yung Pogo naman, pera yun. Hindi national interest yun eh. Ano yun eh, business yun eh. So,
negosyo,
pwede
negosyo.
Sabihin, boss, mawawalan ako ng negosyo. So pwede ipamigay ni ano yun eh, ni President Xi. Pero pagdating sa maritime zones, territorial issue, eh, iba yung position ni President Xi. Talagang hardline yan. Eh si Duterte, eh, kahit na hindi niya alam na umuoo siya eh.
Okay, Justice Carpio, bago natin pag-usapan yung mga stance kay Kiboloy naman, kasi sabi niya, Kiboloy, bahala ka dyan, hindi ako wanted dyan, di ba? Bago natin pupuntahan yung katabaw niyo, si Kiboloy, pag-usapan natin din kabila. I mean, we talked about fentanyl. Pag-usapan naman natin ng ano, kabila. Ito naman si President BBM. He came back and he strongly, I don't know if I can use the word condemned, but he strongly lamented and criticized itong gentleman's agreement. It looks like may pinakita ang mga mga Hapon, sorry, may mga pinakita mga Chino sa kanya, which convinced the president that it does exist. Na actually tama yung siguro yung sinasabi ng China. What is your read of President Marcos Jr.'s strong criticism of this agreement? Ano, what's going on? May nakita ba siyang document? May pinakita? May compromise ba? Did they say anything?
Well, I don't know. It's, ang sabi niya, we have no record whatsoever, no? We have not found any record. There is no memo. Nobody can say that there was such a gentleman's agreement. Siguro, he's probably also mystified, no? why Duterte would deny it at first and then confirm it. And then he will say, I don't even know about Ayuging Shoal. So it's really mystifying, intriguing.
Parang may alam kong ganun, di ba? Alam mo, kung may tatanungin ka, tapos, hello, hello, I can't hear you. Hello, hello, yung ganun. Ayaw sagutin sa interview. Hello, hello, shh, shh. Hindi kita marinig. Ano daw? Yung, I think may ganun na nangyari. Alam ko yung mga palusot na yan. But do you find the president's response sufficient? Kasi, in fairness, at least he's openly saying that something wrong may have happened. He didn't use the word treason. But he kind of came close to saying medyo katraiduran ang nangyari or compromising national interest natin.
I think tama yung ano niya, that we have to establish the facts, no? Kung ano talagang nangyari, because now China is saying the Philippines has to honor it because it's a state-to-state agreement. Eh, ang problema nasa kanya. He must formulate a response to China na this is not a state-to-state agreement, but he has to know the facts first. So, you have to talk to Duterte first. Ano ba talaga nangyari? Kasi, how do we respond to China when China says it's a state-to-state agreement? So we have to get the facts.
Do you think that China misread the Philippines? Either did not appreciate our constitutional order, or, and actually they're not mutually exclusive, thought na ang Pilipinas ay parang, I don't know, Cambodia, ito si Hun Sen, may agreement na kayo ni Hun Sen, sunod na yung buong state structure. Do you think something like that happened, that the Chinese misread the whole Philippine structure? Kasi one of the interesting thing during that time was, kasi ininbita pa rin ako ng mga Chinese.
Well,
bakit iba yung sinasabi ni Lorenzana, iba yung sinasabi ni Loxin, iba yung sinasabi ni Digong? I mean, hindi ba parang naive yung mga Chinese? Maybe the Chinese were naive or also ignorant about our system.
Well, the Chinese didn't care about our system. They just wanted to get Duterte to agree. Kasi then they will banner it. There's agreement already. And kasi under international law, if the head of state makes a commitment that binds the country, even if the legal process internally have not been followed, because under international law, the head of state is presumed to have the authority to negotiate for the state. So, ang sa kanila, get Duterte to sign, to agree, okay na tayo. So that is their strategy. And Duterte, he probably didn't know the consequences of his statement, no?
Well, I mean, this is Duterte we're talking about after all. Sana naman kinuha yung kamay niya, nilagay yung stamp ng ganyan, di ba? Yung ito ka nga, dito ilalagay nilang ganun para at least may fingerprint.
You know, we do not know. Richard, we do not know what the Chinese are holding. Kasi when the Global Times said there is an agreement, biglang bumaliktad si Duterte. Parang takot si Duterte. Baka may hawak
siya,
na.
No? May pinitik siya.
Baka merong video. Baka may video sila. So, bakit bumaliktad bigla siya?
May parang may pagka-Trump, di ba? Biglang pag nandun si Putin, ay, mabait na siya bigla, kinokontrol niya. I mean, honestly, we don't know, right, Justice Carpio? I mean, those were crazy times.
We don't know exactly what the Chinese are holding.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they are insisting there was such an agreement. And why did Duterte suddenly turn around and said, oo, meron nga.
So they may have something on him, no? Kaya nga, I use the word compromat, eh. Diba?
Well, it's
KGB.
It's
yeah.
Possible. I mean,
yeah. Wow. I mean, Digong being Digong, I don't think
it's possible that they can document it. They probably can prove it that there is such a gentleman's agreement.
Oh, but Justice Scorpio, aren't they endangering their, I had to use the term, aren't they endangering their asset by doing this? I mean, aren't the Chinese compromising Duterte? I mean, if this gets investigated and Duterte gets burned,
they're not coming out yet that he is an asset. I mean, they're hinting so that he will fall in line. Now, you follow our script that there is such a gentleman's agreement. Oh, kagad siya.
Well, just to be clear, I didn't mean asset in terms of intelligence. I just meant asset in terms of a good friend. My term on China, di ba? Our special friend, yung mga ganyan. Old friend of China. I think that's the correct term. Sorry. I didn't mean it asset in that sense, just to be clear. Baka mamaya ma-misunderstood tayo.
You know, if you look at it, it's very strange because he was definite that there was no agreement. Eh, sinabi pa ni Panelo, sinungaling yan. Publicity seeking yan. Eh, biglang bumaliktad. I mean, that in itself is very suspicious, no? Bakit ganyan?
So tama si Harry Roque. Tama yung sinabi natin, mas maniwala tayo kay Harry Roque kaysa kay Panelo. I mean, push comes to shove. Between Panelo and Harry Roque, we're gonna choose Harry Roque. I mean, at least on this one, he was proven. Right. Yeah, I think push comes to shove between Harry Roque and Panelo. Mohang Harry Roque was the more reliable source after all.
Yeah. Si Harry Roque, it appears tama si Harry. Although when si Panelo denied it, talagang bilib siya na wala kasi sabi niya sinungaling.
So Justice Curry, going back to President Marcos Jr., did the president go far enough in terms of calling for investigation in your mind? And do you think it's just a matter of time na, ano na yan, may order na for Congress to move ahead with investigation? What is your understanding of this?
Well, Senator Risa Ontiveros filed a resolution calling for an investigation. And in the lower house, there's another resolution filed, I think, by the Bayan Muna Bloc.
So this is progressive people. So none of them are allied to the president. Why not yung mga allies of the president? A lot of them have their own axe to grind. And daming galit kay Digong sa Congress lang, di ba? Ito na yung chance nila. Ba't di sila magkaroon ng SMNI style hearing?
Well, they can support it. They will support that.
Kawawa naman yung mga leftists, ginamit na naman sila pang ano cannon fodder. Alam naman style ng mga trapo talaga. Oh. Alam naman natin ang nangyari dito. I'm not talking about Risa obviously because this is Senate, ibang usapan. But sa lower house, minsan ganun ang ginagawa. Ginagawang cannon fodder yung mga...
They're using each other as usual.
Well, mahabang usapan yun na justice. Baka maano tayo dyan, marally tayo sa labas ng bahay natin. Now, Yes, Justice, you were saying.
They're actually using each other. That's the bottom line.
Alliance of convenience. What's so surprising? Justice, going back to President Marcos Jr., I want to ask you this. Do you think President Marcos Jr. is being more marupok or Machiavellian? In a sense that, is he too much of a fox and not enough of a lion? Or is that we're not appreciating his parang of calculus? Kasi... he still talks about Sara Duterte in good terms, eh, diba? When he was asked about bakit no comments si Sara, todo defensa kay Sara Duterte. So kaya may mga comments. Ano ba to marupok?
Oh, but there's something new, ha? Have you seen the video?
No. Please go ahead. Did I lose something on this?
Have you seen the video? There was a video. I sent you a video in Malacañang where the president arrived and there was a reception in Malacañang. Sara Duterte was there, and the protocol is the president should greet first the vice president, but The president did not greet Sara. He greeted others, and Sara was standing there, and so Sara just left together with her retinue.
Oh, yeah, I shared that one. Yeah, I shared that. Naka 1 million views na tayo. I think that's my most viewed video. Yeah, I saw that. Actually, there's a debate on that. Can you tell us what exactly happened?
That's the latest. That's the latest, and I think that says a lot, huh? That says a lot of the relationship between the president, because to greet is a very normal. It, I mean, that's part of courtesy. And if you want to be civilized about relationships, but talagang ano eh, he was snubbed. She was snubbed by the president. So umalis siya. Inisnub niya rin si presidente.
Yeah, I saw that. I think finance minister yung kausap niya no, nung bumaba siya. Nagtinginan sila, then look away, and then nag-usap sila ni Ralph Recto yata yung nasa harap, yung matangkad na guy. I think that was Ralph Recto. But this was pre-departure, di ba? So, but when Marcos returned,
yeah, because remember,
from...
before that, the day before that, di ba, si President Duterte, former president, had a press conference and said that BBM did not finish college hanggang second year lang.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, ayan na naman si Dugong eh. But yun nga eh, that's my thing.
I think napuno na rin.
Pero hindi ba parang masyado
so,
mabait pa rin
think,
si BBM? Hindi ka masyado mabait pa rin si BBM?
Personal relationship is no longer there kung ganyan.
Right.
Poison na yan eh.
Oh. Poison eh.
BBM mabait pa rin kasi tinanong siya, he was asked that. Sabi niya, well, even if he calls me ugly, I will not respond because, you know, sabi niya, as a lawyer, President Duterte should know that ad hominem attacks do not count.
Yeah, exactly.
He explained it that way. So sabi niya, I'm not bothered by that. But
yeah,
of course, that's what you say publicly. Pero inside, you now become reluctant to greet, no? Inside, you now become reluctant to be friendly. Hindi na katulad noon na beso-beso. Ngayon, wala na.
Wala na, oo. Do you think that the natural thing for Marcos is to go after Duterte's na, or he should just play it slowly and steady? Is slow and steady the best way forward? Kasi he can pin down the Duterte's both on this issue of China, but also on the issue of ICC.
Well, it's probably... Well, it will be a slow burn kasi matagal pa naman yung 2028. And I think the pressing issue is what will Sara do now? Kasi I think the relationship now is strained, to say the least, no? Kasi member of the cabinet siya, no? And she is the alter ego. How can she continue to be the alter ego kung ganyan ang yung body language nila, ganyan na, no? Mahirap yan because I've been
right
there in Malacanang and if the president doesn't greet you, iba yun, ha?
I know. I kaya nga 1 million view yung nakita ko. I mean, although marami nagalit sa akin, I didn't show out the full charot kasi nung lumabas si Marcos, andun si VP. Ay, may mga ganyan silang kacharotan. But anyway, Justice Cobra, is it relevant that Sara is not saying anything on the West Philippine Sea issue? I mean, this is an official who has time to make videos about what she's eating, about, I don't know, her Louis Vuitton kitchenware. I don't know. This is the person who makes comments on Afghan refugees coming to the Philippines. This is someone who has a comment on Gaza and ceasefire. Pero pagdating sa West Philippine Sea, wala. Zilch, zero. I mean, wala siyang comment. I mean, what does this say? And then Basta Duterte coming out and saying something along the lines of, at least from what I saw, something like narrative lang yan, propaganda lang yan. So, and then Polong coming out and saying, don't demonize China. I mean, what's going on here? I mean, are the Dutertes coming out all in guns blazing, essentially saying, you know, for the, you know, what's going on here?
Well, I don't know. The Duterte family is still continuing the policy of the father, the patriarch. So they don't want to say anything against China. Alam mo, you don't want to say anything against your master, di ba? So they don't want to say anything against China. Kahit na ano nang ginagawa ng China, quiet lang sila. Binobomba na tayo, winawater cannon na tayo. They refuse to talk. And then they pin the blame on the Philippines. So, well, they have taken that position already. And tsaka, did you see the statement, the speech of Sebastian, the Baste, that the president should remember what happened to the Romanovs and the Shevskos? Did you see that?
Yeah, the pinag-usapan namin ni Ronald Llamas yun, yung Romanov. He lost me at Romanov. But to be honest, mas magandang Romanov kaysa Ivan the Terrible. So anyway, I mean, this is crazy stuff we're talking about, Justice Carpio. But Justice, now let's talk about the trilaterals. Let's talk about the trilateral summit. Sorry for the connection, it's a little bit cutting. Let's talk about the trilateral summit. Kasi mas stress lang tayo sa mga Duterte. Babalikan natin sila mamaya when we talk about Kiboloy. But let's talk about the trilateral summit, Justice Carpio. What is your read of the trilateral summit over last week in terms of the outcomes? The U.S. Congress is pushing for a $2.5 billion defense aid. There's going to be a Luzon Economic Corridor. Biden publicly said that the Mutual Defense Treaty will apply. What is your read of the trilateral summit, Justice Carpio?
Well, first, on the economic front, remember China said that they will provide the Philippines $22 billion in loans and investments. Nothing happened. Less than 5% materialized. Now, Japan and the U.S. are saying we will provide $100 billion, five times. And I think Japan will deliver because Japan is our biggest aid donor and they can deliver. And the U.S. Will not want to be lumped together with China, pledging so much and actually not delivering. And there, it's easy for them to deliver this promise because the U.S. Semiconductor companies are leaving China. So they can just tell them to locate in the Philippines. I mean, they're in the process of relocating. So the State Department could just encourage them to relocate in the Philippines. So it's very easy for them to meet that figure, no? That 100 billion figure over 5 years. So this is something big because it creates generates a lot of employment. The very labor-intensive production lines, no? So it's a good thing. And I think we expect we will get, aside from that 100 billion, there's a bipartisan bill to provide 2.5 billion in military assistance. And that's also a big amount, no? So, and I think that is not part of the aid package to Ukraine and Israel that is now bogged down. That's a separate bill. So I think this will go, it's a bipartisan bill. So it will go quickly and it will be passed quickly.
Interesting. I mean, Justice Carpio, I think this is where we slightly diverged back in the day because I think everyone was worried about debt trap. I said, don't worry about debt trap, worry about pledge trap, like empty pledges and nothing comes in. So I turned out as more correct and pessimistic, right? Because sabi ko, debt trap means my investment. Ito, wala talaga. Na Duterte tayo nung panahon ni Digong. But Justice Carter, speaking of this the defense aid, what do you think we should focus on in terms of this defense aid? Because the economic corridor makes sense to me. Semiconductors, critical infrastructure development, port facilities, green technology, and climate resilience. So everything is there. It ticks all the boxes. So let's just hope things will trickle in over the next coming year, months and years. Pero dito sa defense aid, do you think it's important that U.S. finally we get the multi-role vessels, the F-15X or F-15, some of the more modern warships? Because I'll be honest, Justice, maybe you don't agree with me, but my frustration is, I look around the world, I don't know, Israel has got what? Hundreds of billions of aid from U.S. throughout the decades. Egypt got close to what? $100 billion aid throughout the decades. Pakistan, Jordan. I mean, I can go on and on about countries that are not even U.S. allies, not even in war like Ukraine. And yet, it looks like they have got more solid defense aid from the U.S. I mean, Jordanian Air Force, Pakistani Air Force, they have, I think, F-16 fighters. Yes, I we can blame the Philippines. Marami tayong kakulangan. But my sense is we were also taken for granted for quite some time, and perhaps now it's time for a catch up. I mean, what is your read on this, Justice Carpio? I mean, I don't mind if you don't agree with my read, but this is my read on this issue. The major taken for granted tayo before.
Well, the facts are there. They got more aid, military aid, than us. And I think the reason for that is that these were the flash points. These were the burning issues, no, in Afghanistan. So they had to appease Pakistan and Egypt. They had to compete with Russia in providing military aid to Egypt to moderate Egypt's behavior against Israel. And of course, Israel is another completely different thing, no. So they did not see any urgent need to provide us with military aid until now. I think now they realize that they have to stand up to China already, and that's why they've decided to give focus to the Philippines. I think that's why they're already giving us more aid, no? Because this is now the flashpoint, the new flashpoint in world geopolitics, no? And I think that's why we're getting this attention already, because there's really trouble now in the South China Sea.
So your argument is because America's threat perceptions are shifting towards China and Asia, and not to mention the real threat of military confrontation in the South China Sea and West Philippine Sea, it's just natural for the U.S. to pay more attention to us. But are there specific things you think that we should see as part of this foreign military financing? I think $500 million annually is the target of this new package. What do you want to see in that $500 million? Aside from M16 fighters, I'm sorry, M16 guns and all of that, we really need something more advanced, right? Missile systems, multi-role fighters, modern warships.
Well, I would like to see HIMARS, because the HIMARS that can reach the Chinese artificial islands in the Spratlys, because right now those artificial islands hold us hostage. They can destroy our air bases in Palawan, because our air bases are fixed, but we have no capacity to destroy them without the HIMARS. Well, probably when we get the BrahMos missiles, we can. But with the HIMARS, very accurate, it will really hit the within a few meters, so that will really destroy the runway in Mischief Reef. So we should get the HIMARS. And, you know, they gave HIMARS to Malaysia. They sold HIMARS to Malaysia.
Right.
There's no reason why we couldn't get HIMARS. So
That's a very good point.
We need are missiles that hit the Chinese in their islands in the Spratlys. Because if we have those missiles, we now control the Chinese. Right now, they control us because they can destroy us anytime, and we have no defense. We cannot fight back. But if we can destroy them anytime, and the HIMARS are mobile, they cannot destroy the HIMARS, then we control them.
That's a very good point. And I think pasok din yung HIMARS dun sa... I mean, these missile defense systems dun sa comprehensive archipelagic defense strategy na ina-adopting natin, no? It looks like they match properly on that front. Justice Carpio, what about Japan? What do you want to see in terms of Japan? Do you think a VFA with Japan will be a step too far, assuming, you know, internally the Japanese will be even in position to pull that off because of, you know, the pacifist party, Kumeito within LDP coalition? I mean, internally they don't have a problem. Do you think rotational access for Japanese self-defense forces is reasonable, or perhaps a bit a bridge too far?
Well, I think the Japanese public will accept that already. It's something that's being discussed, and I think the Japanese government thinks that there will be no strong opposition from the Japanese public, considering what's happening now. So I think we will have a visiting forces agreement. It can be named differently. Right now we have with Australia, we should have one with Japan, and then with UK and France. I think eventually we will have something like that with them.
Fantastic Five. A Fantastic Five situation. The French, the British, the Japanese, Australian, the Americans. Obviously, mababash na naman tayo ng mga leftist friends natin. Sabi, ito na naman, say Darian at Carpio, binenta naman yung bayan natin sa mga dayuhan, mga afam. Galit lang daw tayo sa China.
But France, UK, Australia, you cannot accuse them of territorial ambition or they have any territorial designs on the Philippines or maritime designs. There's only one
in the 21st
one
century.
Country
yeah, in the 21st century.
There is only one, yeah, in the present century. But there is only, in the present century, there's only one country that wants our territory and maritime zones. That's China.
But of course, sasabihin nila, China is doing it because binubuli sila ng American Empire. Dahil yeah, they're surrounded by American bases. Diba ganun yung
yeah,
line?
You know, that's what that's what they, you know, the Chinese tell me. But all these Europeans, we suffered at their hands for a century, the century of humiliation. That's why we are exacting our revenge. And I said, why are you exacting your revenge on us? We never occupied a square inch of your territory. When the alliance of Europeans and Japanese and Russians occupied Beijing in that Boxer Rebellion, we were fighting the Americans. We were under Western colonizers for more than 300 years. We were as oppressed, more oppressed than you. So why do you take your revenge on us? We had nothing. We never occupied a single square inch of your territory. So their narrative that because they suffered at the hands of the Europeans, they should get the South China Sea, it doesn't compute. They should get the Atlantic Ocean.
I mean, the Russian do the same, right? Guy, you know, inatak sila ni Hitler nung World War II, or I don't know, Frederick the Great, or the Swedes. Now they have to colonize Ukraine again. I mean, that kind of nonsense, revanchist arguments. But
that's correct.
I mean, you can say, I mean, the Mongolians probably have more to say na dahil inapi sila ng Soviet Union, they have to reclaim their... I mean, you can go down this road of this ridiculous... I always say, if you had 100 years of humiliation, we had 500 years of humiliation, right? Including the humiliation you're visiting on us nowadays. Mukhang napiko na mga Chinese when we use the term bully, no? Napansin mo? Like, immediately they keep on saying, we're not a bully, we're not... I think they're very scared of being shown as an imperialist power in their own right.
Yeah, but they are. I mean, they're seeking hegemony in the South China Sea, and they're the only one that's still expanding. They're the only one who's still expanding their territory, along with Russia. There are only two countries now that are expanding their territory, annexing the territory of other countries: Russia and China.
Baka may gentleman's agreement din yung dalawa na yan on the you never know, baka Putin and Xi as a gentleman agreement. But going
yeah,
back,
I think, you know what, I think they had to get the territories of other countries, because if they can't get the territories of their other countries, they will get their own, each other's territory.
Yeah, Siberia is a big problem.
Siberia,
right?
They
yeah,
will fight
right.
over Siberia, so they
yeah, you're right. Actually, diba nung nag-release ng 10-dash line ang China, isa sa mga bansa na napikon na hindi natin minention is Russia. Because dun
yeah,
sa 10-dash line, kasama yung Russian territory in the north.
They're renaming. They're changing the names of Vladivostok into Chinese names.
I mean, this is crazy, no? This is crazy. Of course, I find it ironic because China, today's China, claims to be a Han nation. And yet they're claiming what was conquered by the Manchus, right? Which are not considered as Han. But that's a long conversation. Now, going back to this, what do you think we should look at getting from the other important partners? Or, sorry, acquiring. I don't want to use the word getting. Baka mendikant ang labas. Like Japan, for instance. What do you think Japan can offer? I mean, the French are offering submarines. The British,
well,
obviously.
The Japanese have always been giving us the... or donating or selling us through loans, Coast Guard vessels, because before they were not allowed to sell warships, but they've started to sell already radars to us or give us radars. So I think we can get Coast Guard vessels and radar telecommunications from Japan.
And do you think looking at even getting advanced fighter jets from Japan or those kinds of things? Because I think they just approved recently export of next generation fighters in Japan. So do you think those should be also some of our targets down the road? Na hindi lang tayo masa sa
Well,
Amerika. Yeah.
they're developing a sixth generation now, together with
The
UK
Italians and UK,
and Italy. They will retire their F2s, no? Their copy of the F16. So maybe they will give us some of those.
So there's so much here to look at. Now, Justice Carpio, moving forward, what do you think we should see sa Ayung Inchol in particular? Because this looks like quite a dangerous flashpoint with huge, huge implications. I mean, we just saw over the weekend there could almost a huge war in the Middle East. First of all, are you worried that the US may be overstretched with conflicts in the Middle East, conflicts in Ukraine? I mean, the Middle East situation is quite worrying, as what we saw just over the weekend. Or do you think you're confident enough that the United States could still be a reliable partner in this part of the world? But also, what should we do? I mean, should we ask Americans to join us in resupply missions? Should Americans directly contribute, or should they just be over the horizon with drones? Should they provide some engineering technology to us so that we can fortify it better on our own? What are we looking at here, Justice Scarpio, in
Well,
terms of the next steps on Ayung in Ayung Inchol?
in Ayungin Shoal, we should convert our presence there from military to non-military because the tribunal said we cannot assume jurisdiction over your petition that we order China to stop their dangerous maneuvers because these are military activities and that's outside the jurisdiction. So we should convert our presence to non-military. We put up a lighthouse operated by the Coast Guard, that's civilian. We put up a research center by the UP Institute of Marine Sciences, and we put up there a substation of Coast Guard. They can park there two small vessels, so any armed attack on the two Coast Guard vessels would trigger the operation of the MDT, Middle Defense Treaty. Of course, China will stop us from sending the construction materials, but then we can go to the tribunal now, and this time we will say this is now a civilian, non-military activity because we are putting up this Marine Research Center, this lighthouse, and we can win another award. And the more awards we win, the more support we will get from the rest of the world. But of course, right now, our Navy is confident that even if it's difficult, we can still supply Sierra Madre, continue the supply. Even if we are water cannon, the sympathy of the world will be with us if we have those video footage, no? So actually, China is losing here, the PR war. I don't know what kind of steps the Navy will do. Maybe they will send a more hardened supply ship that can withstand these water cannons. But I think eventually we have to shift to a non-military presence because no matter what we say, even if we keep on repairing Sierra Madre, it will collapse one day because you can repair it only up to a certain extent.
So lighthouse or something like that is the way
Yeah.
forward.
A
Okay.
lighthouse,
Right.
so that it will become a civilian, activity.
Do we have the technology for that, engineering technology to make a lighthouse over this is not even a rock. I mean, this is a low tide elevation. So should we do a reclamation there? Wouldn't that be like that?
No, we can install a lighthouse during the time of President FDR. There was a plan to put up lighthouses in all of these places, and these are modular, solar powered. But then the foreign secretary at the time opposed it because he said China will be angry. And that foreign secretary was planning to run as Secretary General of the UN. And of course,
Which
China
didn't
had a huge
happen.
power.
Right. I just have a slight issue with your proposal. I completely see where you're coming from, Justice, but isn't the thing I say is the US is very clear that they will come to our rescue kung na-attack yung troops natin, aircrafts and vessels. So clearly this is our military. So kung tinanggal mo yung military natin sa Ayung Inchol, wouldn't that limit America's MDT commitments or allow them to have more equivocation?
No, Because the US said any armed attack on a Philippine public vessel, and they put this, including the Coast Guard.
So public vessel, not necessarily
military. That's why I said,
military.
Let us put the Coast Guard substation there.
Good point. Sorry, I didn't hear the Coast Guard part. Yes. Yes,
let
Coast Guard,
put
yes.
The Coast Guard vessel there, park Coast Guard, it,
yes.
and that will be, they'll have to attack that Coast Guard vessel.
And in terms of resupply, the supply part, do you think the Americans should be over the horizon with some drones and corvettes, something like that?
I think we have to consider that if we really cannot resupply our troops. As long as we can resupply our troops, even if we are water cannon, we should continue because we're actually getting the sympathy of the world there.
So in short, the cost is too high for China to do something stupid there. More stupid than they have been doing. I see what you're saying. This is a very good discussion because with Senator Trillanes, we also look at the resupply. He had other more naval analysis on this. I really appreciate what you also said on this, Justice Carpio. I think this is a very, very good proposal. The last point. Kamusta si Kiboloy? Diba? You're both from Davao, diba? I mean, I warned you. I'm gonna bring out Kiboloy. San po nakatago, Justice Carpio? If you were in NBI or PNP right now, san kayo nakatago? Will he be like hiding in plain sight? Is he gonna play Catch Me If You Can? Leonardo DiCaprio? Is he out of the country? Baka nasa China na siya. Hindi natin alam. Nasa Shenzhen na.
As far as I know, I've asked around. He's still in Davao. And, he has two jet planes, private jet planes. But where will he go? He'll probably go to China. Because that he's sure if he goes to China, he will not be turned over. So,
pero ano silbi niya sa China? The question is, of course, China is also practical, right? Like, if you're going to take care
yes,
of it,
that's
take
it.
Care of, what is he going to do for China?
China will say, we have a hostage here. We will give this to to the Philippines.
Mag-exchange program tayo mamaya. Mamaya may mana tayo dyan.
That's why I think he's still there, despite the fact that he has the means to get out of the country because he has two airplanes. He has nowhere to go.
I mean, thank you, Justice Garvey, for giving us hope na baka nasa Davao pa. But I was told na him being him, the whole self-appointed thing with all the charter plane and all, hindi siya makatago sa simpleng lugar. Di ba? Alam natin yung mga ibang fugitives, tago sila sa small apartment, tago sila sa, cueva, like Saddam, like, Gaddafi. Ito daw, hindi ganun. Talaga kailangan niya malamansyon talaga. May the whole nine yards. Anong psychological understanding mo sa kanya?
Well, he needs an entourage to kung lalo na rin mainit, may magpapaypay sa kanya, no?
Exactly. Tapos mag-grape siya ng ganun. Tapos kakain siya ng grape niya ganun. Yun nga eh, ang pagkaintindi ko sa hindi pwede na yung parang tago siyang ganun, mga Saddam Hussein, Gaddafi style. Teka, kailangan. Kasi diba naalan mo, Justice Carter, yung sabi niya, papayag siya na magpa-hearing sa Senado pag bayaran nila lahat yung charter plane, yung mga gwardiya niya.
Alam mo, may siya, he has to maintain his appearance na he is the son of God. So he will not allow himself to be treated like an ordinary person. So takot siya na mahuli siya tapos mapusasan siya. Hindi siya son of God.
He's gonna be fugitive. Yeah, exactly.
To maintain his aura of that he is the son of God.
Diyos ko, dahi, mga taong to. But, pero Justice, ako may mga update kayo dyan sa mga Davao contact mo. Pakitext sa akin. Baka may Facebook Live tayong gagawin. Last point on this Kiboloy thing. Anong read mo with Digong saying, wag mo kay damay. Ikaw na yung nasa listahan. But, who knows? Maybe Duterte might end up on a list soon. I mean, hindi kaya, it's...
Well, at the end of the day, Duterte is from Duterte. He's willing to drop you to protect his own skin. That's the reading of everybody.
But since he's the administrator of ari-arian ni self-appointed, isn't it a conflict of interest na it's in his interest na? Ewan ko sa hindi kita kilala, ako na yung administrator. I mean, legally speaking, what was that whole administrator position all about? Does this mean he can control all of the assets of Kibuloy?
Well, I really don't know how they structured the who owns the assets, in whose name. Baka may mga corporations sila dyan. We really don't know because if it's a religion, the theory is that it's owned by the members, no? So I don't know because maybe he put it in his name. So hindi natin alam.
And what is your take on sinasabi ni ang pangalan niya Robin Hood Padilla na this is a violation of separation of church and state principle, this is unconstitutional, this whole thing about self-appointed.
Well, if you commit a crime, you are a priest. Of course, you will be prosecuted.
You're not above
Naman,
exactly.
that doesn't exempt you from criminal laws. It
And
doesn't exempt a priest from criminal laws.
exactly. I mean, but this is Robin Hood Padilla, so I'm not surprised. But since Justice Carpio, of course, he's in charge of the Committee on Constitutional Amendments, I'm sorry, Justice Carpio, I'm going to defer to him rather than you. It's like he has higher merit than you. So I'm sorry. You know, I have to give it to the guy. I mean, lastly, kanina lang pa-uwi ako dun sa traffic. Sabi ni Robin Hood Padilla, hindi lang dapat si Duterte yata ang kailangan nag-explain. BBM also have to explain. He has to explain to the country ano yung ginagawa niya sa West Philippine Sea. Tapos sabay sinabi niya, we should be unity, we should not question him. What the heck is he trying to do there? I mean,
Well,
does BBM
what
have
can
to
you expect from
explain what is
him?
he doing? You think BBM has any explanation to do, or BBM is doing the right thing and he's just following what the Filipino people want and what's our national interest?
Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with what he's doing because that's what I've been saying all along.
I mean, you mean Marcos, not Robin Hood Padilla, just to be clear.
No, yeah, Marcos, I'm happy with
Yeah.
what
Just in case,
Marcos
baka.
Jr. is. Yung kay Robin Padilla, he wants to create a maritime militia. He wants to head the maritime militia.
Medyo mala action star pa rin. Thank you very much,
Eh,
Justice.
bawal na yung militia eh, kasi di ba the
Oh.
Constitution has banned.
Anong
You cannot create. Kaya nga, we're winding down slowly the kafgus. You
Right.
cannot create a new one.
Yeah.
And he's the chair of the Revision of Constitution and the chair of the Constitutional Committee.
Yeah, I mean this is of course after all this is Robin Hood Padilla. Sino yung mga magaling natin mag-swim na community? Is it the Bajau community? Ano yung magaling mag-swim na matagal sa tubig?
Bajaw.
Bajau, di ba? Baka may proposal sila daw
Yeah,
magpa-Bajau.
mga Bajaw.
Sila'y
Yun
magpa-Bajau.
mga,
Oo.
yeah.
Ha? Walang match, no match ang China pag Bajau ang kalaban mo
Oh,
sa tubig.
mahilig yun. You throw the coin, they will die for it.
Exactly. I'm telling you, pag Bajau ang kalaban ng Chinese Coast Guard, good luck sa China. On that note, thank you very much, Justice Carpio. I'm sure once may update kay Kibuloy, ano na lang, paki-ping na lang ako para may discussion tayo. And thank you also for giving us a heads up dun sa 1% Ilocanos who are still supporting Digong. Paano namin yan? Pa-investigate din namin mga yan. Then, just kidding. Thank you so much, Justice Carpio, for bearing with us. I don't know, sinasabotage yata ang internet ko dito. May mga hindi natuwa. But I hope we can continue this conversation soon. Maraming salamat, Justice. Have a good evening po.
Okay, good night.
God bless po.